It's a very big day here in the city of North Platte, Lisa. This evening at the North Platte City Council meeting, we'll be voting on the North Platte Rec Center specifically to put the half-cent sales tax increase on the ballot come November. Where do you and your office and staff stand on this issue?
Our board actually met and took a formal action on this last month that, you know, they are completely in favor of this half-cent tax. We need to do something with our rec center. It's in very dire need, even as our population is right now. Mm-hmm. It's very sad. It's too small for what the community that we have. And we just see that opportunity as far as, you know, we're going to build it big enough potentially to hold competitive swim.
Yeah.
And some, you know, hard surface basketball, volleyball tournaments as well, plus pickleball. But
the ever-growing pickleball.
Right, the ever-growing pickleball. But the other factor that a lot of people don't realize is that you need something like that rec center for the youth to do. Keep themselves busy. And, you know, we're going to bring in approximately, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 people between the two projects mm-hmm. that are happening between the rail park and the beef plant. And all of those individuals have families.
Yeah.
And those families have kids. We've got to keep those kids busy. And the rec center that we have now is not going to be able to handle it. It can't handle what we have now.
No. It served its purpose. It served us well for a number of years,
yes.
But it's time for something else. We need something else now for what we have here in the city of North Platte. Not to mention, we're going to experience this growth in Lincoln County that's
yes.
going to be wonderful.
Yes.
And it's going to be bigger than what we're even predicting at this point because, like Commissioner Brunn said, who's talked to us in favor of this between the two interviews here, high tide raises all ships. So
most
we're going to have some more excitement that's going to be piggybacking off of the sustainable beef, off of the rail park and everything too. And so let's break this down a little bit, Lisa. The tourism opportunity
right.
with the rec center is definitely there with the revamped, with the swimming pools that are going
right.
to be coming in for competitive, other great sports tourism opportunities there
right.
as well.
Right. So what our plan is to, you know, utilize it on the weekends for the tourism opportunity, for the sports tourism sector. But the weekdays is the, you know, the key component of what this community needs to keep those youth busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you don't keep youth busy, what happens, Tristan?
Oh, we hear a little bit more from our Crime Stoppers Crime of
right.
the Weeks when we don't have our busy youth.
Right, exactly. And
not to mention, we want to keep them physically active,
yes.
too, as an obese nation.
Right. You know, that, you know, all of us need to be there, you know, every day to help our wellness,
absolutely.
You know, bodies. But that programming that the facility will give out to those youth is key and important to keep them out of trouble.
Absolutely.
And we definitely need that here in North Platte. So we're in favor of that. You know, we implore the city council to let the public, you know, utilize their democratic right to vote on this. It's, you know, that's why we live in America. Is
that
we have those freedoms to vote, and we feel like that's something that the city council needs to do is let give the public the opportunity to decide whether that they want a 0.5% sales tax.
And we're talking a lot about the project specifically, Lisa, and I'll remind the public that tonight's vote is only to allow the 0.5%
correct.
Sales tax increase on the November ballot.
Right.
That's all that tonight's vote is centered on.
Correct.
But however, talk about this project a little bit more, Lisa. One thing that I'm excited about with potentially having this on the ballot, and if it were to advance, Lord willing, the fact that we're going to have our visitors paying this 0.5% sales
right.
tax increase as well.
Right.
You mentioned, you know, this is going to be a weekend attraction for a number of individuals. When they're here in our community, they'll be paying
right.
that 0.5% sales tax increase.
Yes.
When folks are here for Nebraska Land Days, they'll be paying that 0.5%
right.
sales tax increase. And it's going to be very unnoticeable on the average consumer as well.
Most definitely. So, you know, we do a study every other year as far as what the tourism brings into Lincoln County. And so I took those numbers and, you know, reevaluated it to see how much of the local sales tax that those individuals that we estimate that come into Lincoln County every year, which is about 600,000, they, you know, 20% of our sales tax revenue comes from visitors out of town. And that's not visitors, Tryon, Stapleton, that come to town mm-hmm. to buy, you know, their goods.
Or to work even.
Right. This is travelers that come and stay in our hotels, eat at our restaurants, you know, do our attractions. That's that 20%. Mm-hmm. So there's even a higher percentage of individuals that come to North Platte because this is the hub. This is where they come to, to do their retail business and where they fill their, you know, get their dishwashers and all those things.
Fill their prescriptions here. They come for our medical community. They come for everything pretty much. So
yes, they do. So, you know, we just reach out and hope that, you know, the city council understand that they need to let the public vote on this.
Yeah, that's all that tonight's conversation is putting it on the November ballot. Democracy at its finest is what I've called it. We'll just let the people decide.
Yep, that's
why
we live in America.
If they don't want it, then we'll go from there. But let's let them decide the issue.
Yep.